This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week, I started reading from a family history written by Bert Winner, which is on file at the Roseau County Museum. His grandparents, Gustav and Ellen Winner, were Swedish immigrants who met in Minneapolis and moved in 1901 to Roseau County, settling first in Malung, then east of Roseau, where they raised a family of boys. The oldest son, Lambert, had returned home after the death of his parents, hoping to help his brothers enlarge a dairy farm, while he worked as a clerk at a drugstore in Roseau. Here the family story continues. Meanwhile, back at Heyerdahl's drugstore, Lambert met a pretty young widow, Louise Mork Lindberg, and her two children, Winton and Harry. In time, he learned that Louise was the youngest of six children reared on a small farm near the village of Skeim, 20 miles south of Roseau. In 1902, when Louise was an infant, the Morks moved northeast from Angus Township to Roseau County to obtain free farmland under the Homestead Act, just as the Winner family had. Her father, John Cornelius Mork, originally a merchant mariner from Ålesund, Norway, migrated to Minnesota and married Carolina Olsen, a Norwegian girl from Blue Earth County in southern Minnesota. First, they settled in Angus, where reputedly they managed a small hotel, probably a nearby warren. Her siblings, from oldest to youngest, were George, John, Jenny, Alice, Emil, and Agnes, who died as a child. John and his boys cleared some of the land on their new homestead, leaving the rest in pasture and woodlots. It's backbreaking work to remove trees, stumps, brush, roots, and rocks, all with hand tools. They built a small two-story house, a barn, and a shed, planted a guard and field crops, and then secured some breeding stock. The kids attended a new grade school a mile away. Yet for reasons never fully disclosed to us grandchildren, John and Carolina separated. He moved to New Westminster, British Columbia, leaving her to provide for their six children in this harsh environment. Neither his children or grandchildren were ever to see him again. Our only contact with him was in 1938 when he sent mother, Louise, some money and requested a professional photograph of his seven grandsons. This was to be the only formal portrait of us as children. Somehow, Grandmother Mork managed to supply her children with food and clothes and kept them in school until each completed the eighth grade. To supplement the family income, Grandmother worked as a cook in logging camps in Minnesota and as far away as the Black Hills of South Dakota. During World War I, the three sons enlisted in the armed services, with George and John fighting in the trenches of France and Emil serving with the Marine Corps in Hawaii. John had a lifelong bout with recurring symptoms attributed to gas poisoning in France. Further details are lacking because Louise disclosed very little about those early years, despite our pointed questions. She had no known aunts, uncles, or cousins, and we grandchildren had little personal contact with her brothers and sisters. In addition, many adults in those days spent little time relating to children socially. Some observers relate this to the stoicism of immigrant Scandinavians, but these pioneers had formidable workloads and few modern conveniences. They fed their offspring, assigned them lots of chores, taught them a few manners, and kept them out of trouble. At 17 or 18, they were expected to manage for themselves. While still a teenager, Louise moved to Grafton, North Dakota, where her married sister Jenny Swenson lived. She took a job at the local newspaper and gradually became an accomplished linotype operator and copy editor. At age 22, she married a carpenter named Algot Lindberg, a military veteran who passed away shortly after the birth of their second son, Harry. Algot was the son of Mr. and Mrs. Israel Lindberg, members of a large extended family prominent in the Roseau area. He was a grandson of Jacob Lindberg, one of the town's pioneer retailers. After Algot died, Louise needed employment, and in the interim, Lambert and his brothers needed someone to cook and keep house. Albert, Ernest, and Leo still lived at the farmhouse when Louise accepted Lambert's offer of employment as housekeeper at the farm. I'll continue this story of the Wenner and Mork families next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.